Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Turn it to the same volume that it is.
Turn it to a normal volume. Actually, no, you don't have to have an ugly little winner's laugh. There's a little gritty one. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Studio B. Let's go. Winner's laugh in Studio B. Let's go.
It's like an old hat.
It is like,
I've been in here in a long time.
It's an old hat, like one you've moved on past and don't wear anymore.
That's right. What a weird place. It must be so jarring for the people to come into the winner's lounge that it pops into this room. A beautiful studio.
It's got to be a shocker for sure.
It's got to be a shocker, but in Studio B we are. Avs had a big event tonight. Man, we had Hall of Famers in the building tonight for the Avs.
Listen.
You know what?
And Joe Sakic was courtside at the Nuggets.
I was going to say, you know
game.
Who else got a Hall of Famers? The Denver
true.
Nuggets.
That's true. That's
big very, night very for true. The Avs. A lot of representation.
It'd be funny if we kicked them to Studio B, though. We couldn't do that. Not with the Hall of Famers.
We would never do something like
we
that.
I could see us
doing that.
Yeah, we should. We've definitely done it before. Nuggets get the win tonight, 103-97 over the Miami Heat in what was a game that honestly was just as predicted, other than the injury to Murray. It was as predicted. These two teams play each other, and it is a tough fest. Who's the tougher team? And almost every time, it's the Denver Nuggets. Murray goes out, though. Michael Porter Jr. goes off, and Jokic breaks his triple-double streak. To help out talking about this, the man in the flannel, D-line.
The flannel man. Yeah, guys, I'm back.
Welcome back.
You should go away again.
I expected no less than 100 of those comments. Yes, I injured Jamal Murray. Yes, I brought bad vibes. I almost made the Nuggets lose. Nikola Jokic broke his streak on the night. Yes, it's all true. It's all true.
Also on the show tonight, man, a nice little three-man weave we have going. Harrison Wind.
Hey, a lot of people are saying this is their favorite combo.
Yeah, dude. The man with the wind blowing through his weave.
I'm hearing a lot of new favorite trio.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Streets are talking. This was a bittersweet game.
Yeah.
This game was like Terry Rozier, hot and cold.
Jesus.
No. Moments of brilliance, some really good stuff, some air balls.
But ultimately sucks.
I mean, we don't know. We'll find out with this Jamal Murray. I just kind of feel like it wasn't that bad. I like a gritty game. I like to see that the Nuggets can win in a variety of different ways. Let's give a fast breakdown real quickly. I'll try to go really quick because this game, the notes aren't that great. 9-0 start for the Nuggets. You know what was great? The first quarter.
Yeah,
the first quarter of this game, man, the Nuggets were dialed.
On the pregame show, I predicted a blowout. I feel like if a couple things did not happen the way they did, it would have been a blowout.
Like if I hadn't been here, just say it.
It's okay.
I didn't say that.
You know who was locked in? Well, first of all the Nuggets were locked in. They were flying around, and KCP was locked in. He was hitting three. I think he had three threes in the first quarter. Yep. He was on fire. Yep. Nuggets built a 15-point lead. Jokic, in a game where there was almost no fouls called, Jokic had two fouls early. Had to go out.
Interesting.
Very strange. But to end the quarter.
Yeah, I know. Dude,
you guys remember this?
Dude, the first quarter had no relationship to any of the rest of the game.
The first quarter honestly felt like it was yesterday. You know what I mean? Because you remember how the first quarter ended?
Yes.
Murray banked in the three to put the Nuggets up 36-20. It was a perfect first quarter. It was unbelievable, other than the Jokic fouls. Bench was okay in the second quarter. It was okay, but the Heat cut it to 8. And then Murray got hurt. I felt like the starters came back in, and you felt like the starters were going to extend it back to 15. Yeah. They were going to get their lead going. Murray was looking very good. And I was even saying this, man, Murray was starting to look ripped. I say it every year. You could just tell the transformation he makes as he starts to get his body ready for the playoffs. And in this game, I'm watching him. I'm like, man, he looks lean. He looks mean. The Nuggets are up 15. They're a machine. And then he gets hurt. 56-51 Nuggets at the half. Well, I saw the bar halfway through. I was a little late. Jokic struggling to score in this game, though, man. Bam Adebayo, you tip your hat to him. That guy guards him well. Makes him work for it. Michael Porter Jr., though, man, that guy was hitting shots. When he catches fire, he looked like vintage Porter tonight. Nuggets built a lead once the subs came in, a.k.a. Reggie went out. A note from me to close that third quarter. 83-70 Nuggets, 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. There was a turning point in this game in the fourth quarter. A very definitive turning point. Peyton Watson gets out on the break. Nuggets up 13 points. Out on the break. Windmill dunk coming. I don't know. You could tell the wheels are turning.
You could tell his wheels were turning about what he might do.
And the rocket boosters did not fire. Missed a wide open fast break. And they come down and score on the other end. And Michael Malone, timeout, rage timeout, pulls him out the game. And fellas, I feel like it's a turning point for... I feel like Peyton Watson... entered, didn't just go to the bench, he went to the doghouse. And I don't know how long he's going to be in the doghouse.
He's got that doghouse in
him. He's got that doghouse in him for sure. Thankfully, Aaron Gordon comes back into the game to join Michael Porter and just dominates. Two possessions in a row, the Nuggets push it to a 15-point lead. And then rage timeout, Eric Spoelstra. They come out of the timeout, 6-0 run. Rage timeout, Michael Malone. You guys remember this?
Rage off.
Then Jokic back in, stabilizes things, and they're up. There was a little bit of subbing Christian Brown in for Reggie Jackson late. I thought maybe Brown would come in and close the game because Reggie was not good in this one. Malone went back to Reggie. Not. Reggie turned it over and continued to not be good. KCP hit a three to put Denver up 10, but the Heat got back-to-back-to-back-to-back buckets to cut it to two. Jokic goes to the line and clutch goes 2 of 2. I was very nervous when Jokic went to the line, not having a great game and not the one area Jokic's not necessarily clutch late in games is from the foul line. But tonight he was. They go 2 of 2. It felt like that was an hour ago. Because the last like 13 seconds of this game took an hour.
Yeah, dude.
This felt like a finals game.
It really did. But yeah, there we were watching the game with our friend who is like sort of into the NBA.
Yeah, as in not into the
She's
NBA.
She's probably definitely not going to be into the NBA after this game.
But like, but this is like one of these games where you're like, well, so you're like, I see your point.
Yeah.
Like the end part of it, you're like, I got right.
Like yeah. She came upstairs and was like, man, maybe I'll try to get into this Nuggets team in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Now just the not getting into
the
it.
Last 30 seconds take 10 hours. Like that's the number one critique. Of
I love a gritty game. You know how when you talk to old football guys, they're like, I love a smash mouth game, 6-3. That's real
hard.
Hard
nose, 3 yards.
And nobody else enjoys it. I enjoy a little gritty game. You know, I'm like that. That's how I am. All right. Red Hawk Roofing's big takeaways. The homies, Red Hawk Roofing, big takeaways. Harrison Wynn, start us off.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say overall, this is a really good win. The Heat are good. They've been on a 5-game winning streak. And now this is back-to-back wins, but also back-to-back munders. And I'm like, this is a 5-game winning streak for the Nuggets overall, but back-to-back munders, man. And the Nuggets can dig in and defend when they really need to. That's the biggest difference, I feel like, between last year's team and this year's team. Overall on the season, up and down the roster, this is a much better defensive team than last year. And look, like Miami, a little shorthanded. Sacramento was a little shorthanded last night. Doesn't matter. Like, we've seen those teams come into Denver and put up 120 points on the Nuggets before. It happened at times last season. But this year, man, this is a much improved defensive team from last season's group. And it shows on nights like this. Jamal Murray goes out. You really just need to dig in and win a gritty game. And this version of the Nuggets did that tonight. Like, this was a tough, gritty, like inspiring win almost, and it was a really good one over a good Heat team.
I love the defensive part of that because it's true, man. This was a look, the Heat don't score easy. They have to, I mean, them trying to score is almost painful to watch. But yeah. Denver was tough in this one, man, and Jokic in particular, but all the guys, KCP, I like your takeaway.
Nikola Jokic, KCP, Aaron Gordon, Christian Brown. There are so many just gifted and above average, borderline elite defenders on this team. It's the biggest difference, I feel like, from last year to this year's group.
And D-Line, you know what I like specifically about it happening in this game? Last year, I think the Miami Heat made it to the final. I've talked about this a lot because they were tougher than everyone that out-toughed them. Tonight, they were tough as nails. Denver, 104 offensive rating tonight. That's the 19th percentile offense, and they win. It's because the Heat had the 7th percentile offense, 96.9. Yeah. And I think it's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, we did that thing we do when we win games,
right,
but we didn't win it again.
Yeah, then, I mean, this was... The word gritty has been used 100 times already, but that's the truly only way to look at a game like this. The fact that the Nuggets had to really dig deep without Jamal Murray. It really just looked like the Nuggets were just going to absolutely roll the Heat early on. They just punch them in the mouth. Like, they outplay them in every facet early on. It was kind of laughable. The fact that they lost Jamal Murray and like that it has been Jokic and Murray that have really propelled them to this stretch that they've been on. Mm-hmm. They had to find something else. Like, a lot of players had to step up and sort of figure out how to right the ship. Jokic didn't have a good night.
Yeah.
Dude, we talked about the pregame.
Offensively.
Well, yeah, we talked about the pregame. Like, who's going to eat? You pick MPJ. He picks Gordon. I pick Jokic. Yeah. Was wrong, dude.
It's been a rough night for you.
Welcome back, buddy.
It's been a rough night.
Is that, like, think about that. Like, my comeback has been it's Reggie Jackson-esque, dude. I'm really... Damn. It was a tough one, but they got the job done. That is unbelievable. Michael Porter Jr. was so good tonight.
He was.
He had shades of Jamal Murray. Not the toughness, but, like, the tough shot making.
Right.
The reliability to give you offense when the team needs it, hitting a lot of three-pointers, open three-pointers, believe it or not all of them, of course, but I'm sure, I haven't even looked, I'm sure he's shooting 90% or something, even though it felt like he was shooting 10%.
Tonight?
I'm sure, what did he shoot?
4 of 10.
40%.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty good.
That's a pretty good clip. It's exactly what you want to see out of Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. is a player that, like, if everybody, like, he's the most frustrating player in Nuggets canon. Like,
yeah,
he is the most talented. He is the most frustrating. He shows up. He doesn't show up. Like, I would not have been surprised if he shrunk tonight. Just given the way that it's gone with him of late and sort of like before the All-Star break. But this is awesome to see a night like tonight where the responsibility falls to him and he takes it and runs with it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love both of those takeaways. For me, I think that the Nuggets schedule, as bad as it is, I'm leaning in. Me and Vogt have been talking about this a little bit, where it's like Denver not getting foul calls is actually a good thing because it prepares them for the playoffs when, like, everybody swallows their whistle. I think the same is somewhat true of the schedule. Doesn't it feel like the Nuggets are on a back-to-back constantly? Doesn't it feel like this entire season has been a back-to-back? They come out of the All-Star break. They've had two back-to-backs. The All-Star break ended a week ago. Literally 1 week ago, and they had a back-to-back. Two back-to-backs. But this was the last one until April 10th. They go the whole month of March without a back-to-back.
We have another one.
There's one more, and it's Minnesota. It actually sucks. That it's like the end of the season, and it's against Minnesota. Probably
second night of the back-to-back?
Probably a huge game, because it might be for the one seed. I know, it's so dumb. Nonetheless, it's not until April 10th, so you got 5.5 weeks before you have another back-to-back. Denver had two in 1 week coming out of the All-Star break, and it was against the Miami Heat team that you had to win ugly, and then you lose Jamal Murray. This was a lot of adversity, honestly. Yeah. It's a lot of so when Jokic has an off night tonight, and when the Nuggets play the way that they do, I think it's a little underrated, the fact that they've had to do this and they got through it, and the fact that they won it to me is like a really good test for them. That's like, yeah, you know what? We kept talking about toughness. There's all these little boxes you have to check throughout I'm ready to check the tough box. This team's tough again.
Hell yeah, dude.
Not just tough.
Check that tough box.
Check that tough box. They are tough enough to win an NBA championship, and they gritted one out tonight in that fashion, and then to do it against the Miami Heat. I love that it was the Miami Heat that were the test for their second back-to-back in 1 week. Yeah. I love that it was them, because it really tested their resolve. They passed.
The Nuggets got out-rebounded tonight, 45-41. They turned the ball over more than the Heat did, 15-14. They got to the line fewer times than Miami. They lost their second-best player.
Are we sure they won?
Reggie Jackson played an awful game. Peyton Watson did not play well either, and they still won. And they still beat a good Heat team that's won five in a row.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a great win.
I know. I just doing the math. There's no way they just won that game. Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, the Miami Heat offensively are pretty rough. But, hey, five in a row.
Yeah.
Five in a row coming out of the break, man. Yoke sends a text message, and that's what the team does. I'm telling you, the legend of this text message is unbelievable.
It is the text message received around the world. It is the most I don't know. Can you imagine getting a text from Yoke? That's my goal.
I actually can't.
That's my goal in life.
Yoke doesn't want to have a phone.
I know. That's if on my dying day.
The text you get from him is probably a cease and desist. But.
I'll take it, man. If on my dying day I can be like, I was texted by Nikola Jokic one time.
Just one time? You would take it?
Life well lived.
We got to take our break. We got to get to Jamal Murray. But before we take a break, we have a new shirt out.
New shirt.
New shirt just dropped. Let's check it out. What does it say? I always forget, actually, because I haven't internalized this phrase just yet. Yeah, what's going on over here?
Unforgiving.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that prompt I gave you there?
Unforgiving! The lightning is coming. which again, this is the most metal line I've ever heard uttered that wasn't actually the title. Like, it just sounds like an AC/DC song.
Yeah.
You'll note.
How would it go? Sing the chorus.
On, if it would go, the lightning's coming!
This is like a Jack Black song.
But Unforgiving is like the name of the...
This is a song you sung when he was with that first band.
But like Unforgiving is like the name of the group, and it's like the song...
Oh, Unforgiving is the name of the group.
The song is The Lightning is Coming.
I thought the name of the group was Lucifer.
Well, it could be, whatever. This is actually all fictional. But, you know, like, I was just like, I just have to make an 80s metal cover. And you'll notice, if you haven't, that the lightning is making a Joker hat.
So beautiful, man.
Let's over Blucifer.
Over Blucifer.
Which we all love here in Denver, I learned today.
Yes, dude.
Dude, we do love Blucifer, man. I'm a big Blucifer fan.
I learned that today.
Yeah, dude. We all love Blucifer. We're all Blucifer people.
And like, as you said, the horse theme there, it's like Blucifer's like Yoke's horse.
Yeah, man. The Nuggets are unforgiving. Like, the Heat learned how unforgiving the Denver Nuggets are. They should have forgiven themselves. They should have forgiven the Heat and just allowed them to win with all of the adversity they have. But they're unforgiving, dude, and the Lightning's coming.
Unforgiving. Let's go. All right, Wade, give us the break. Buy it at dmvrlocker.com. You can get the link in the description. Beautiful shirt.
Link is also pinned in the chat.
Bet365, it's never ordinary. Use code DMVR365 when you're signing up. When you do sign up, you can choose between two offers, a bet and get offer, place a bet of $5, get $150 in bonus bets, or the first bet safety net offer, place a bet up to $1,000. If your qualifying bet loses, you receive a match refund and bonus bets. That would be nice on a night like tonight when we did not get the Jokic triple-double bet, but we did get Michael Porter Jr. threes. We got, I don't think anything to do with Jamal Murray. But I believe we got Aaron Gordon as well. So decent night at Bet365. Use the code DNVR365 when you sign up. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Also, shout out to American Financing. It's expensive to live in Colorado. It's expensive to live anywhere these days. American Financing can help you save money. Mortgage rates are lower than they've been in a long time. Last year's interest rates were much higher than they are today. American Financing is saving their customers an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high interest credit card debt. So give these guys a call today. They've got over 7,200 Google reviews, 4.7 star rating. They're all about customer service. You're working with a real person in Colorado who actually cares about saving you money. So call American Financing today, and you may close in as fast as 10 days and may be able to delay two mortgage payments.
Dude.
Call today. Tell them DNVR sent you. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR.
Did you have something we're going to add to that?
Just how dope it is to miss two mortgage
payments. It is so true.
I've done a refi before, and then you're like, am I rich?
Yeah.
Nope.
But then at the end of your mortgage, you're like, I'm not rich.
I'm not still rich. Still paying on that one. Jamal Murray goes out in this one.
Right ankle sprain. Stepped on Aaron Gordon's foot on a drive.
It's kind of a freak thing. I don't think you can read too much into any part of it. It just looked like a freak thing. He was playing so well. This is the best stretch. For my money, this was the best stretch of the season for Jamal Murray. And I think there was a real rounding into form for Murray that was going on, that was continuing tonight. And the fact that he even played tonight, which I didn't think he would because it was the second night of a back-to-back. First of all, I tip my hat. I love when guys play.
Yeah.
Even the injury risk of it, I still love when they play. And he plays tonight, and he just has a freak thing happen to him. And it sucks. Because who knows? First of all, it sucks for a couple reasons. One, obviously he was out in this game. Everybody else said it makes an uglier game. But two, Lakers on Saturday.
Well, this is statement week.
They're still not just Lakers, but then Suns. Then you got Celtics. Like,
huge games.
They're big games. And Murray goes out and at the exact moment. So I don't know, D-line. It feels to me like the Nuggets felt like this was a big stretch and they were taking it seriously. And now the fact that you have this, it just feels like there's ripple effects to this.
There totally is. I mean, they absolutely were and are taking this statement week. They're trying to make a statement. They really are gunning for that number one spot. There's never a good time for your second best player and the cog that makes your peanut butter and jelly machine run, like, to get hurt. This is just what it is to be a Jamal Murray guy.
Like, that's just, so true, it's just, man.
You know, like, as it, when his star is the brightest, you know, it gets dimmed. But listen, he will be back. He will most assuredly.
It didn't look like it was the worst sprain. You never can really tell.
He walked off the court under his own power, walked back to the locker room under his own power, which was originally questionable, and then they ruled him out. So it doesn't seem super, super serious.
But at the same time, Harrison, Michael Malone has talked about prioritizing health over wins. This is statement week to us, in part because we want these games to mean something. Like, if you actually fully emotionally remove yourself from everything, it's like, do they actually mean nothing? Probably not. But we're like, it's the Lakers,
why
man!
Would we emotionally remove ourselves?
Well, why would you do that? Why would you watch sports emotionally removed? It doesn't make any sense to me. But I was telling you guys this the other day. LeBron is now, I think, like 9 points away from 40,000.
He's getting it against the Nuggets.
He's getting it against the Nuggets, but how great would it be for to give him an L on that one?
Right.
It's on national TV, and it's like, oh, especially, like, I've been, like, honestly fantasizing about this one, where it's like, he gets it, and they call a timeout, and they celebrate it, and the Nuggets
and
are up 20.
Down,
Their Nuggets are up 25, and it's like, all right, we have to pretend this means something here.
Yeah. It's just like a Kobe statue night all over again.
Yeah.
Or Benner night, you might say, too.
Let's go.
Look, man, I'm with you. I love when guys play. I hate when we champion guys for sitting out and load management and all that. I will say, though, Michael Malone, to your point, has preached that the number one priority is keeping the starters healthy from now until the playoffs. The number one priority.
Yeah.
It's that and then everything else, levels below that. And Jamal Murray's two injuries this year, the hamstring and then tonight, have come when he's played the second night of back-to-backs.
Really?
That first hamstring injury came on the second night of a back-to-back on November 4th against the Bulls, and then he gets another one tonight on the second night of a back-to-back.
I mean, that's tough. That is tough. I mean,
it's just a little weird to me how you're preaching health. That's our only focus right now. And I know he didn't play the fourth quarter last night against the Kings. I know he had a lighter workload, you know, than usual.
You're questioning him playing?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely. And he's not injured or anything, but you got to be proactive in this kind of stuff. Like, Jamal Murray gets these injuries every now and then. We know that. And it's just kind of interesting to me how the whole narrative from the Nuggets have been health, 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 health. And then second night of a back-to-back, boom, everybody's good to go.
Right.
I know. I'm of two minds on that. You know, because you want your players to play. You want them to get tough. You want them to get, you know, you want them to get
some
calloused.
Hard bark on them, yeah.
And that the only get that through playing. And it's, you know, Murray didn't, it wasn't, that wasn't like a injury that comes from being tired. Like, he just, a freak kind of thing.
You can say it's freak, but you also can say that's the thing that you're more prone to when it's might be a little more tired.
It's
both, I think.
It is both. I mean, I'm glad he played. I would prefer he play.
Same.
You know, you got to roll the dice at a certain point. I mean, this is just basketball, but you got to get tough more than anything. I would say number one, health, number two, tough. So I don't know how you balance, number two, how you balance those things. Like, so it's a, you know, but I don't hate that he played. I'm not mad at the coaching staff for putting him
accident.
In. Yeah. It was like, whatever, but we'll see what it looks like. I think if from what I read, Vogt was saying that he was going to try to play the second half, which is great.
I mean, I think it's for the team probably stepped in, I'm guessing, and was like, hey,
but the
man,
fact
no.
That it, he's yeah. that, you know, like
close
that,
to it, yeah.
Whatever.
I will say, you know, I'm going to disagree with Harrison just in this one way. I want guys to play, man, and I just, we can't bubble wrap the world. I feel this way about all things, not just basketball. I feel about it about all things where we always try to be like, can we make the world a little safer if we do this, this, or this? And I'm like, yeah, but you're taking away what it means. Like, this sport just means you go out there and compete. It's a mount, and if you're within reasonable health to be able to perform, then you should go, even if you're at an elevated risk for injury. I just think guys need to play, and it sucks, and it happened tonight. So I don't mind that.
But
I do.
I'm with that, but don't you think it's a little weird how Michael Malone's been like, health, 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 health. That's the thing that matters.
Well, also, he's also been like, we don't care about the first seed, and then every player is like, we want that first seed. It's on our mind. So I feel like there's mixed messages that go, you know, whatever. The point is, Murray's out, and this is the tough stretch. Things do get easier after it. I hope he's healthy enough to be able to play on Saturday. And if not Saturday, at least the following, would it be Tuesday when they take on the Phoenix Suns? Because to miss 1.5 games is like, all right, that sucks. But to miss all of statement week, like, no, I want Murray. He was on this path to me where I was like, oh my gosh, man, playoff Murray
you
is like.
You could feel it.
You could feel the momentum. And I just hope we don't lose too much of that momentum with him out. I will say Michael Porter in his absence, though, absolutely stepped up. 30 points tonight, 11 rebounds. It's his second 30-point game of the week. Yeah. Second 30-point game. For Michael Porter, that's substantial. That means something to me. And I would even argue, we talk about injury risk of this or that. This guy's been playing all year, back to back. It doesn't matter.
Right.
12 of 23, 4 of 10 from 3. 11 rebounds means a lot to me. And then listen to this. 3 steals, 2 blocks, 3 assists. Mike's sneaky rounding into form himself right now.
Yeah, look, there was a huge opening for somebody to step up because like the Nuggets are a completely different team with Jamal Murray out there, you know, and compared to who they were after the second quarter tonight. Like they could not score in the fourth quarter. Yeah. You know, like it was a grind to get every bucket. But in the third, they scored 27 points, and that's when Michael Porter did a lot of his damage. And look, he stepped up. Like he hit big shots, he hit threes. And then he also hit some tougher looks going to the rim, mid-range, finishing at the rim through contact as well.
That's right. He gave a little contact even.
It feels like we saw the entire Michael Porter Jr. offensive package tonight. And offensively, it was an awesome night for him. You did have some of the, you know, just vintage Michael Porter Jr. mess-ups that are just so frustrating. And you're just like, man, how does he still make those basic mistakes where he comes down with a rebound and he's just like holding it out with one hand
flexes,
and somebody comes in from right behind and takes it. Like, how do you do that? But I mean, the Nuggets obviously don't win this game without him tonight, and it was a massive night. 30 points, and Denver needed all of them.
Yeah, the only thing I want to see from Mike has been on this stretch has been amazing in first halves. And then he like kind of disappears a little bit in the second. He didn't fully do that tonight.
He's never done that, Dion.
No, you take that back. And he did it again tonight. He came out like it's a little front runner-y behavior, a little bit. Like I want him to get over that to where he's just, you just know he's going to be there the whole time, not just at the beginning. Tonight he was to a degree. He was there for the entire game. He hit some reasonably size shots, I will say. But it's so refreshing to feel confident in Michael Porter Jr.'s game.
Scoring in particular.
Offensively, like just knowing there's another guy to do it, man. Because sometimes, I mean, you know what it's like. Sometimes when you're just looking around, you're like, who's going to score a basket that's not Jokic? Like, who's going to do it? And the answer is not always clear. Michael Porter Jr. getting to this place at this point in the season is so encouraging. It's just such a clear sign that like they're ready for the next step. I mean, I wish that if not for what we do, like I wish there were just no more games. We just go straight to the playoffs. Like just dump them all. Let's go right to the playoffs. Like I don't really, we've seen everything we need to know about this Denver Nuggets squad. Yep. Now it's just, we just need to make sure that everybody's healthy.
Yeah. Mike's 2 30-point games this season. They both came this week. Or within the last week. I think that's encouraging. You need Mike. I don't think he's going to ever be the guy that's like 20 points every night. It's the same. He's going to be 30 and 10, 30. And, you know, like he's going to be that. But Denver needs that because they win the 30-point games, like full stop. They just win the Michael Porter 30-point games. And if you tell me from here to the rest of the season, you get like 2 of those a week, I'd be like, oh man, Nuggets winning the title. Yeah. Block that up.
Yep.
So I'm encouraged that we've had 2 of those right now. And I see some people in the chat. He does have frustrating plays. You're not going to get rid of that. He's Mike, guys. Yeah,
it's the Michael Porter experience, man.
That rebound where he gets the ball and then puts it down here for some reason. Yeah. It was like the most frustrating.
It was just classic Mike, man.
It's like a running back. I was trying to use a metaphor of a running back that puts the ball in one hand and does something like this. You're like, what are you doing, man? Let's grab the ball and grab it. That's the NBA. There's guys around.
Yeah.
And he lost it. So he does frustrating stuff, but look, I'm going to focus on the positive stuff that he did tonight, and there was a lot of it, as was there a lot of positive stuff with Aaron Gordon. 16 points for him. Man, they took away a rebound.
What?
They did.
That sucks, because we had three double doubles. We had three double doubles, and they took away
a rebound. Jokic had 11 rebounds. Michael Porter had 11 rebounds. And I swear to God, Aaron Gordon had 10.
He had 10. They took it away, man. Three assists, three steals, and a block. So we're talking about some steals, you know, filling up the stat sheet there. 5 of 8. And he was good in the key stretches of this one. So the front court, Aaron Gordon.
You never have to worry about AG showing off.
No.
Yeah.
No. Full strength, shorthanded. Aaron Gordon just going to bust his ass and play his heart out every night.
Dog bitten.
Yeah, dog bitten. He's going to play through that. I mean, the guy's incredible, man. You can't not love Aaron Gordon, man. He's inspiring. Like, he's just so tough and physical. And just like against Sacramento, it seemed like there was a moment in this game where Denver started going to him more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just carving out space inside. He's drawing fouls. He's getting on the glass. Three steals tonight as well. He's perfect. He's just perfect. There's really nothing else to say.
We really should make a bigger deal about, like, and I feel like when we look back at this time, the arrival of Aaron Gordon was such a big moment for this Denver Nuggets team. Like, we've obviously have recognized how big it was. It turned the page on how good they could be right away. But I just, like, that's such a big moment.
It is a seminal moment in the arc of this team.
He is just so reliable, and he plays in a way that nobody else does on the squad. He brings that bruiser, style when it needs to happen. When we're getting like a little bit too, finesse, looking for the 3-point shot, doing things that are just like off. Like, you can just feed the ball into Aaron Gordon. He's going to put his shoulder into a guy's chest.
This was the perfect type of game for Aaron Gordon too tonight.
It's awesome. And he just powers in, takes a shot, just gets it up, then immediately goes back up, gets his own rebound.
Relentless.
It's so great, man. It's why the Nuggets are who they are. They can beat you every way that there is to beat another team.
And he also shot 6 of 6 from the line tonight. Nuggets as a team shot 19 of 21. They only missed 2 free throws the whole game. AG was 6 of 6.
Including the clutch ones, man. I love it. And also, we were talking about today, all-time matchup between Jaime Jaquez and Aaron Gordon.
you were talking about it. We were talking
about that. We were having a chat about that as fellas. Yeah, we were talking about it.
We were talking, dude.
That was an all-time hair matchup, man.
Hair matchup. Yeah.
Two beautiful manes of hair going head-to-head. Yeah. I think probably the best hair matchup you can get in the entire NBA.
Have you ever looked back at pictures of Aaron Gordon from right before when he was traded to Denver?
Dude, he's just like clean shaven, basically.
He looks like two completely different people.
Really?
Yeah.
Kale, during the break, find us some freshly traded Aaron Gordon images.
I'm going to send you.
Also,
Kale,
find
actually.
Early. Oh gosh, what is his name? I'll remember it.
All right, we got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to look at pictures of Aaron Gordon when he was just a wee lad.
Podcast listeners, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Guys, Red Hawk Roofing.
Oh, the homies.
Guys, the homies. Red Hawk Roofing. They're Denver's best roofers. They've joined the DNVR team. If you have any roofing needs, home, business, repairs, whatever it may be, hit these guys up. Free, no obligation roof and property inspections. Free in-depth photo reports for all inspections as well. They will give you a free upgrade to a hail impact resistance shingle as well.
What?
You heard that right. A free upgrade to a hail impact resistant shingle.
I mean, I feel like I had that in 8th grade.
No, not the shingles.
Oh, sorry, I did.
Hail impact resistant shingle.
Sorry.
If you're looking for a new roof of your home or business, be sure to check out redhawkroofing.com. Tell them DNVR sent you. Also, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery, our favorite craft brewery in town. Breck Brew, you can get them at the bar.
The ultimate homies.
On tap, seltzers, whatever you want. Avalanche Amber, I think that's the beer of the month here at the bar. You can get it for $6. Avs are playing great. They got a huge dub tonight as well.
Dude. Big time dub. I hope it's the worst team.
But it doesn't matter. The Avs and Nugs.
Avs and Nugs?
And
Avs and Nugs.
Oh my goodness. We were talking with a couple Avs analysts for Altitude up here tonight. I can't say what we were talking about because it might curse us, but it was pretty lofty topic of conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
Breck brew made with 100% renewable energy. Try out some of our favorites, the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City, Broncos Country Pale Ale, Fun Slinger, Good Company Hard Seltzers. If you don't know where to get Breck brew, check out their beer locator, breckbrew.com, to find a brew near you.
Dude, shouts Breck.
Love Breck.
Dude, we're always riding with Breck.
Little Avalanche Amber.
Beer of the month.
Beer of the month there. All right, let's get... We got to talk about Peyton Watson here.
Do we?
We got to talk about Peyton Watson. Yeah, we do. Let's save it. We'll do this here in a little bit. We have photos to share.
Did you see my prompt as well?
I love that we all sent Kale DMs during that break. We all have stuff we're excited to share.
I'm also sending Kale pictures of Aaron Gordon.
Kale, don't look at the photo I sent you.
Let's talk Nuggets here first. Peyton Watson, 15 minutes tonight, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 1 steal, 0 blocks, 1 turnover. He was a +6 tonight. He's in a little bit of a slump, man. He's in a little bit of a rut here, and we've talked about it, but this is go time, and Peyton knows it. He said himself, he knows what time it is. It's time to like start getting ready. I feel like he needs a real mental reset. You know, because this can spiral for a young player where you start playing bad, you get put in the doghouse, you get angsty. The Nuggets don't need the stuff from him that he so desperately wants to show. There's time for that. He's shown a lot of that already. We know it's there. It's cooking. It's incubating. Right now they need his defense and they need no mistakes. You get a fast break like that, windmill dunk, that's October. That's November. That's December. Right now, hey, get ready for the playoffs here. Get ready for the postseason. You disagree?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't disagree at all. Oh. I mean, I can't believe we cursed P-Watt. I just can't. What is wrong? Is it me? It's me, right? Like, I came back. You guys.
You're the one who keeps saying it's you.
I'm just trying to get to the root of this. Like, you guys seem to be able to be successful and have other people in your lives that do well.
I want to tell you one something. The Nuggets have won 5 in a row.
I'm gonna tell you something also. Yeah. They won a championship last year.
Yeah, we're always like, how do we ruin everything? Well, what happened? They won a title. Joke's the best player in the world. They're on a 5-game winning streak. These little things have happened that have been bad.
Yeah, dude, it sucks. It sucks to watch P-Watt struggle. We love P-Watt, obviously. He's the coolest guy in the world. Like, he's my best friend. Sure. He and I text every night.
Does he send you motivational text messages?
Yes. Wow. He's like, have a great show. Please don't talk about
that dunk.
Don't talk about that dunk.
Malone ripped me for 20 minutes.
It sucks to watch him struggle because he has been so poised. And that's the thing is he has been playing above his age for this entire year. And it's so weird to see him pressing and making mistakes. And they're not like big glaring mistakes, but he's not like playing horribly. He had a bad game tonight, to be sure. But he just hasn't been dynamic the way he was dynamic before. We cursed him! I'm so sorry, P-Watt. But he'll get back. I believe that. I believe in who he is. I believe in his talent. I believe in his God-given ability. I know that he will be back to form. P-Watt, like, you're dope. Like, just be dope. You're right. Like, just take it back. Let's just be long. Let's be gritty. Let's not go for pump fakes. Let's like get.
He had some good defensive possessions for tonight, sure. To be clear, I mean,
he had 1 steal,
but he had some good just like on ball defense where he forced. I can think of one in particular where the shot hit the backboard, not even the rim.
He did.
Like,
yeah, he had some great 1-on-1 defensive possessions tonight. But I agree. He needs to just refocus. This is the time for him to refocus. 20-something games left in the season. The time for trying to explore your offensive game, that's done. You know, you proved earlier in the season that you have more offensive juice than I think we thought you did at this stage, than a lot of people thought. You got a really bright future, I think, on that side of the ball ahead of you. But, you know, now is the time to lock in on the things that are going to help this team win another championship. And that's going to be defense, rebounding, getting steals, getting blocks, and being like the hustle player that he's going to have to be in the playoffs. Yeah. And, you know, like Christian Brown, I think, has refocused in that way.
Absolutely.
Heading into the All-Star break and after the All-Star break, Christian Brown has shifted into playoff mode, it seems like. P-Watt needs to do that as well.
That's what I think it is that the team seems to have a different energy than P-Watt right now. And I think it's just like, look, man, this is a – the first time he's playing in these minutes, and he just has to learn, like, all right, there's a different, the season has multiple little chapters in it. This yep. chapter requires a different energy, that, and he just kind of has to adjust it. And I think he will, honestly. Like,
definitely. Yeah.
You know what'll get your attention? Your coach putting you in the doghouse.
Yeah.
That'll get your attention. Do you think that this lingers? Do you think that this goes into the next game, like, that his minutes are maybe a little reduced?
I could see his minutes dropping a little bit. Yeah. But I do have faith in him shifting, you know, his focus and kind of resetting here and getting back to the basics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I see the next, you know, couple weeks going for him. But maybe, you know, initially against the Lakers, a big game, you know, national TV, there's going to be a lot of eyes on it. I bet, like, Michael Malone plays his starters a lot again, and yeah. Maybe his minutes drop just for now, though.
Yeah. All right, we have some photos of baby AG.
Oh God!
Finally, dude, the final show gets
photos
good.
That we gotta get a.
This is
we
this AG. I
want to
see this. Yeah, 3 years ago he comes right, over.
So this is the official trade graphic that okay. the Nuggets
official
put out.
Trade graphic.
Oh man!
All right, I mean that's a little different. That's a little different.
I mean it's a lot different, but that's the start of
show
something.
Show them the one I sent you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, he had the rat short of hair, dude. He came into his own. He
I
really
know,
came
dude,
into his own.
Dude, he came from guy that was forgotten about, robbed yeah. of the dunk contest to best hair of the NBA
dude,
winner.
Best
as,
hair.
As dubbed by D-Line. He looks so much better on the left.
He really does, man.
He looks so Denver.
I just feel like so he discovered Colorado. Himself, you know? Like, he found his style. I he know, found yeah. it, man, and he just nailed it.
He went
what
through,
else? Do we have more other photos of him?
D-Line sent me this.
He went through
God.
This.
Oh, God.
He went through this is Marshawn
oh,
Lynch.
Yeah.
Marshawn
wow.
Lynch went through the exact same transformation,
yeah, you're right.
dude.
You're right.
Have you ever seen young Marshawn Lynch
that's
before?
Wild.
It is un. Recognizable.
I thought that was that fake doctor guy. You know that guy?
Yeah, it does kind of look like fake doctor guy. Yeah. Look at that. I mean, Marshawn Lynch looks like he went to prison, basically. Yeah. But like, but then Aaron Gordon, the same thing. They just got tougher.
Unsurprisingly, mine's way dumber. So back, I told you guys, I don't know if there it is. Jaime Jaquez. I did have an alter ego at one point. I did have an alter ego. You're right. I'm not even kidding. When I was in high school.
How did you find this picture that quickly is what I'm wondering.
I knew right where it was, man, the whole time. I knew exactly where it was. I'm telling you, when I was in high school, I wore a headband and I tried to mimic Jason Capono. That's how impressionable I was. If I was coming up right now, you better guarantee I would have had that exact look.
Well, you didn't know it, but you were mimicking Jaime Jaquez.
Maybe he saw this photo and he's, you know, he went for it. You never know. It's always possible.
You're not Richie Tenenbaum in that show?
No, scene? I'm not. Okay. I'm not actually. It was like a wig night, you know? We just did like a wig night thing.
Yeah,
and
crazy
then,
times
did,
back then, huh?
Dude, the world was way
just
better
so
20
wacky.
Years ago.
I really
just put wigs
was.
On and just were like, you but know what? We're going
the whole
know,
night.
Bowling or something.
Just
I think we
night.
Went that night.
Just put a wig on.
All right, let's take our final break on the other side. We'll get to some super chats. We'll put some final notes. Oh, and here, and we'll get Brendan Vogt from the arena. Maybe. Is that happening? I mean, did Vogt go home? We don't know. Porter had such a good game. There's no way.
Yeah, dude, Vogt's definitely partying. Like, he's just, like, out celebrating the 30 points.
He's out. Yeah, he's just out. Guys, Circle K Inner Circle Rewards Program. You can sign up for free. You can use that QR code on the screen. You can go to circlek.com/inner-circle. And it's a great membership to get because your first five fill-ups, you get 25 cents off a gallon. Huge savings right there. First five Polar Pops are free. Every sixth free on several items like pizza,
hell yeah,
roller grill stuff.
Let's go.
Dispense beverages.
Bring it.
And
donuts! Let's freaking go.
That's what you can get when you're a part of the Inner Circle program. Go to circlek.com/inner-circle. That's where you can sign up. And yeah, tons of awesome benefits to being a part of that.
Hell yeah.
Tons of awesome benefits to go into illegal pizza as well.
Oh,
burritos, buddies, and beer. Those are the big three, I'll say. And they have a new location in Wheat Ridge, Colorado that actually opened today, I believe. February 29th was their grand opening. So you can go check them out. Crown Hill Park in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Awesome location. Of course, it's got burritos, tacos, nachos, quesadilla, whatever you want. They got a bar as well.
Buddies. They got buddies.
Buddies are there. Just go there, see your buddy. Check out Illegal Pete's. This episode brought to you by Illegal Pete's.
And we are back. Let's put a bow on this one. Is Vogue coming? Did anybody write him?
He just said Jokic is done.
Jokic is done. I'm going, he waited all the way to the end. This is incredible. A final bow on this. 3-0. 5-0 since the break. 3-0 in statement week. And I will say, Jokic was bad tonight, but the defense was great. We didn't even barely talk about Jokic. We'll talk about it now. He struggled tonight to score. 6 of 15. This is a rare off night. He's almost never below 50%, Jokic. 18 points, 11. Like the stat line's actually good. 18, 11, 7, 1, and 2. We can't take Jokic for granted. That's a really great.
He was also plus 12. As far as bad games go.
I know.
Was he a game high plus 10?
Game high plus 12.
It says 12 for you? It only says 10 for me. Maybe if I refresh, plus 12. There you go. So as far as bad games go, this is the best bad game. But I will say this. His defense was really good tonight. Really good. And it has been phenomenal since the All-Star break. I said this the other day. I think the number one area where the Nuggets are better as a team is I just think Jokic's better as a defender. He was already good, but he keeps getting better and better on that end.
My belief, you know, for the last couple of years is that Nikola Jokic is actually an elite defender when he's in playoff mode.
Mm-hmm.
When he's going 100%, when he's fully locked in, I actually think he's an elite defender. In the playoffs last year, he was awesome defensively.
Yeah.
Because he was locked in,
going
his hardest, and I think the reason he's looked so good defensively as of late is just because he's going hard.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's going 100%, 100 miles an hour right now, and everybody feeds off that. Now, if you're a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, if you're a Michael Porter Jr., if you're a Jamal Murray, and you see Nikola Jokic busting his ass on defense, you're going to want to do the same. And I feel like that's a lot of what's been happening over the last couple weeks defensively for this team.
Definitely. I mean, Jokic's defense, like other centers, just hang out in the paint, and they're just like, they don't play good positional defense. They're just big, and they just like jump and swat the ball. And Jokic is obviously, that's not his game. When he's on his game, he's up. He's up like at the top of the paint. He's like getting in good positional spots. He's like, people have a hard time getting around him. He's like using his arms. He's playing, just like swatting the ball out of people's hands.
But he's getting even better at that. Like, that is what he's always done. But I just feel like that's where he's getting better.
I feel like he's getting better at it too. Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is just it's all effort with him. Obviously, that's just what defense is in general in the NBA. But yes, when he wants to, it's like what is he not going to play smart defense? Like, he's a genius. Like, he just doesn't understand the defensive side of the ball. Like, yeah, of course he like plays heady cerebral defense. It's not just athletically based. What a shock. The same way he plays offense. He just, you know, just knows where to be, knows what to do. And like, you know, when guys go up for shots, he doesn't try and meet them at the rim. He swats the ball in their hand as they're going up.
Yep.
And a lot of times it jars them. He's really locked in that way. You're so right about that. That it's such a key, and it so lets you see like where the Nuggets are going.
I just think when he sends a message, when he sends a message,
a literal text message,
but also sending a message to his team. Like, you come out here, you can't tell if you're going to make or miss shots. Like, he always makes shots, almost always makes shots. But he's come out on the defensive end and been very focused. And what is the result? A munder tonight. Last game, a munder. Game before that. Only reason Golden State got 103 points was because there was 12 minutes of garbage time.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, yeah.
They got 103, but it was just like the end of the game that they got to 103. So almost three munders in a row.
Yeah.
Three spiritual munders, if you will.
A Sambor munder.
A Sambor munder.
Three moral victory munders.
Moral victory munder, baby. I'll take it. Call it. And I just think it's meaningful. And now you go into Los Angeles. You take your show on the road. You get some rest after that because they don't play again. They don't play Sunday or Monday. And you come home for a three-game homestand, which is really nice. I love where Denver's focus has been on the defensive end through this. And I actually think that statement week is off to an A-plus start. It's not over.
Dude.
The Murray other part than of this the is
injury.
Weird.
Yeah.
Other than the injury. But outside of that, I just look at this and I go, all right, I'm going to get a hot take that I don't know if I really believe. It's late.
It is very late.
I might have seen enough already. And I want to see these next few games.
Adam,
I want to see these next few games. I'm not saying that, but I'm like, four pepper take.
Don't give me
Adam, pretty hot. Do you remember what I said on January 19th after they beat the Celtics?
Seen enough.
I said we should end the season then.
That's already
I
had
seen enough on January 19th. That was more than a month ago.
We live rings culture now, dude. It's we only, are such it's a only rings about culture. The
that was all I needed to see.
The wind gets by.
Yeah, well, yeah, January 19th is a little early. No, but honestly,
I don't think so.
that game was impressive, but yeah. I just feel like the Nuggets are more impressive now.
They're a much better team now than they were then.
But the point is yes, we have seen we know what the peak is. And because we are working off of the knowledge of who this team is, we watch them play just atrociously and then turn on the switch and just roll through the NBA playoffs, no problem. Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, if not for enjoying watching basketball, I'm with you. Like, just fast forward. What are we doing?
Yeah. The Reggie piece, should we talk about that just real as we wait for for Brendan? I'm a little worried about Reggie, man. The Reggie roller coaster has been like
It's been rough.
It's been rough.
It's been
lately.
The wild chipmunk.
And there, when Malone subbed him out and put Christian Brown in tonight, I was kind of like, yes, I want to see what this looks like. And then Malone immediately went back. But I'm at that point to now when he gets subbed out, I'm excited. And I hate that because I want to root for Reggie. But are you guys with me? Are you worried about the Reggie thing?
He's the one piece of the rotation right now that you have questions about. He was bad tonight. 3 of 10, 0 of 5 from 3. Every time he was like trying to initiate something, I'm like, man, is he going to turn it over right here? It was nerve wracking. The no point guard lineup in the third quarter was great.
Yeah.
Like that's when Denver broke this game open a little bit in the second half when they went Christian Brown and without Reggie Jackson, without a true point guard out there. That's probably how they should have closed the game. But yeah, he's the one piece of the projected playoff rotation that you're a little queasy about right now.
Yeah. Awful game. Yeah. It was so bad. Reggie was so bad tonight. He's better than this. He was not focused, man. He was like not on the same level as the rest of the team at all. He was just like the word to be used over and over and over kept coming up is just so unserious. Like just coming in, just like trying to make an entry pass, but it just was not focused. It was not. He just was not. I would ask him if he got enough sleep last night. Like he looked like that.
All right, we have live from the arena one Brendan Vogt. The team said about the game, but first Vogt, your boy went off 30 points, second 30 point game since the All-Star break. Let me give you the floor.
I didn't notice, fellas. I didn't notice. Yeah, a great all-around performance for Michael Porter Jr. He was a top option tonight. Jokic actually called him a leader in this game after the game. Whoa. And he rebounded at a high level at times. There were a couple he got ripped away from him, but he also defended at a high level, I thought, fellas. And that was actually really the foundation for the first quarter. He missed a couple open shots. I mean, he scored a bunch, but it was really just that he was defending at such a high level and all five of them were, and that was apparent. And I think that was the first note. I'm sure you guys have something similar. Those five guys were flying around defensively, and that it included Michael Porter Jr., who I just thought had a little bit of everything going tonight, fellas. Not the best game of his career, not the best game a Nugget has played this season, not even close, but he was the best player on the floor tonight, or at least arguably so. And I will skip ahead real quick to a Malone quote. He said, hey, just like he did in Portland, Jamal was unavailable in that game and Michael was outstanding. Jamal was unavailable in the second half tonight. Michael was outstanding. I like that note because typically, guys, it's more of theory than practice, Porter stepping up into a higher option without Murray. But lately, including tonight, it's part of their success.
I love it. By the way, you look great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Good. Yeah, he looks good.
No, I mean, he looks really good. Like the lighting or something, the hair. It's really good today.
You guys keep me balanced. I like. I'm glad that you talked.
I'm being serious. You look really good. I'm trying to give you a compliment. All right, take us in the locker room.
No, I appreciate it. I just like that I can't get it from all three of you. It keeps me balanced. Okay. Michael Malone thought tonight was a playoff game. He thought it was a playoff game with playoff intensity and that his guys played that way defensively. He said Michael Porter Jr. was outstanding, but he thought all the starters were. and he said he was proud of his guys. That's a quality win against a team that's playing at a high level. Yeah, they're missing some guys. Denver on the second night of a back-to-back, he was sure to bring that up. But he liked the way they competed tonight, and it's hard to have a different takeaway. I mean, that's just – the Heat don't really lose games, right, fellas? You got to beat them, and I feel like the Nuggets played that way tonight, and I think Malone got that same vibe. He both came to the defense of and made a great joke about Jokic's 75-foot shooting fouls he's trying to draw. Malone, on a serious note, says, look, Jokic and I both believe – do you know how many times we've seen this in 9 years – that, you know, Nicole and I believe that if he's in the shooting motion, it doesn't matter where he is on the floor. And that's what I'm trying to tell the referees. Forget the location. But then he went on to joke.
I hate to burst their bubble, but they're never going to call it. So
I actually think this is
trying for it.
This is my least favorite thing that Jokic does. I'm going to be honest.
They're just not going to give you the call.
But Malone did joke, I just want to make sure that the league knows that Jokic works on 75-foot pull-ups every day after practice. Because he wants them to know that that's a real shot for him. As for Jamal Murray, which is the real update that people are waiting for, I'm sure Jamal Murray did give it a go. He did think about returning in the second half. Shocker there. You just put Jamal as questionable to return, even if he's not, because he's going to try. But ultimately, Murray and the team made the decision. It's not worth it right now. They wanted to play it safe. I will say this. Malone sounded really optimistic about this and willingly shared that Murray is going to get on the plane and travel to L.A. They're going to give it a go. He's going to warm up, as most Nuggets do in game time decisions. He feels good about it. There was energy in his voice talking about this. And he says, look, we're going to be responsible there too. If he's not ready to go, we'll shut it down, but we'll try again in Phoenix. So, you know, as far as right now, you guys know ankles can change overnight, but as far as right now, some relative optimism about Murray and that ankle. Talk to Jokic, who has a ton of respect for Bam Adebayo. I really respect him, Jokic said. I really like his game. I think he's really effective in everything that he does. He can guard 1 through 5. He's kind of the glue guy. This was kind of a hard one to transcribe live. Just it was a little under his breath, but I think he mentioned appreciating Bam Adebayo, even going all the way back to before he was playing, when he was just working out with I think it was maybe Juwan Howard was who he was referencing. But it sounded like Jokic was trying to say that this guy caught his eye well before he was in the rotation. Yeah, that was him. And then Jokic on Porter Jr. I told him, he said, you know, he thought he rebounded well. He thought it was a leader tonight. He said he was actually the one that was taking and making shots, he and KCP. And then he went on to say this, and there are a couple of dear friends in the chat that I hope take this one to heart. Jokic said, whenever he takes a shot, I think it's going in. If he's shooting it, I'm happy with it. We also heard from Michael Porter Jr., who agreed that this was a playoff-caliber game, and he said that everyone was locked in tonight. They wanted to be. They wanted to be against this team. And regarding his defense, which was locked in from the get-go, he said, look, I'd love to sit here and say that you have it every night. It's a long season, but the reality is you don't. Tonight, we wanted to, and coming out of the All-Star break, you know, he just generally described what we've all been seeing, guys, that coming out of the break, they're motivated, they're dialed in. And he thought everyone was dialed in tonight. So pretty good vibes, fellas. Pretty good vibes after another win for the Denver Nuggets, who are streaking. And even in the case of Jamal Murray, it sounds like there's some room for optimism.
It's great news.
It is great news. Any final thoughts?
Great, great, great night in Ball Arena. I haven't been as many times this season, but I have to say this felt like a finals rematch, which is new for us. We didn't know what that was like. Here's what it's like. Both teams really want to play hard, and the crowd wants to treat it like a playoff game. You could almost feel it was like a throwback vibe, right? Like everyone was kind of back in that place, and it perfectly lined up with the Nuggets finding their stride, right? This is the best they've played all season. They get to play the Heat. They look like a playoff team again. And I just think you could feel it in the air tonight, fellas. This is the best show in Denver once again, and the faithful know it.
Love it, man. All right, get home safe from the arena. We'll see you tomorrow in studio. Man, I don't remember who it was that had it in the chat. I think it was Vlada, the homie Vlada. You know what play we didn't talk about tonight?
What's up?
Yoke Steel. With eyes in the back of his head. You guys remember that play?
Where he did the Kawhi.
It was so great. Just somehow went like this and boom, stole the ball. Yoka's hilarious, man.
The best.
He is the best. All right, do we have any super chats?
Lots of super chats.
No, oh my God, doctor. Really? All right. People, dude, these super chats are unforgiving.
Who wants to read them? D-Line?
Yeah, I got it, dude. All CJ right. Jones, my best friend. Me, P-Watt, CJ Jones. Three homies. Thanks for the shoes again. An MPJ mukbang and a Murrayless Munder. It wasn't pretty, but gosh darn, it was fun. Let's go get number six against the Lakers. Yes, let's go get number
let's
six against the Lakers. Let's freaking do it, man.
I just, you know that game, it's just going to be all about LeBron and his grid. There's going to be stories. They might even have guests in the booth. And it would just be great if the Nuggets are up 20 the entire time.
I know.
Like, I'm telling you, I want to ruin that night.
They have to keep going
What's
back to...
What's the scoring thing he's getting again?
40,000 points.
Okay. They just have to like, round number. Keep going back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
So,
and he's just raving about Jokic the whole time.
They're like, but it's pretty good, the points, right? He's like, yeah, whatever. No, man, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Cedric Exquisite, let's go. Beat the Heat. Welcome back, D-Line. Beat LA next. Thank you. Yes, good to be back. Sorry for cursing the team, everybody. Whatever. Bird watching with Adam. $5. MPJ was soaring like the noble Eurasian
goshawk. The old goshawk. Can I tell you something? And this is a true story. This is a true story.
Next, Kale?
Nope. I have been invited thrice. The Birders are afraid to come out to talk about it. Because of how much you guys make fun of me. I've had so many people reach out and be like, I hate how much they make fun of you for your hobbies. Yeah. And you're guys, they're my friends. It's okay. But I'm telling you, I've been invited by multiple Birders, and I appreciate it. This summer, let's go birding together.
Wow, dude. Wow. I've been invited by many knitting circles to come hang out, too.
If there's any confusion, I love your hobbies, Adam.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love them.
Harrison.
I don't.
Yeah. Such a homie.
The complicated board game community has come out in full throat for you as well. Anyway, okay. Cedric Exquisite says, got my new job today. Wuggets Wation. Good night, dude.
Nice. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Proud of you. All right. Ryan B. Heat versus Nuggets? What is this?
We're so back, baby. We're so back. What is this?
From my microwave?
Yeah, hold on. What is this? Heat versus Nuggets?
Chris Peters, $4.99. Thanks, dude. I like these kind of wins. They're tough, physical, not to mention a key player went out, so we needed offense and others to step up. Good win.
You know what? Me and Chris Peters, we don't mind a grinded out win.
Well, what I took from that is that you and Chris Peters like when we lose a player.
Jeez.
Terrible.
That's a little dark.
Terrible vibes from the two of you.
Well, somebody here. Terrible vibes.
Oh, God. Stairway to Serbia. Murray gets rest while Jokic trains the others more for the playoffs versus random practice squad in LA.
Ooh, this I like Saturday. That.
Script is on track, boys.
Let's go. Let's go. Script is back on track.
I love it, dude. The script. What a great script.
Love the script.
Diz. Hey, first Nuggets, what is this? My damn microwave.
There it is. There's the OG.
I've done my time, grown and learned from my past, and I'm ready to do better. God bless. Hey,
God
listen,
bless.
Diz, we can tell. We can tell. You're
looked,
a new
little
man.
Looked in the mirror. He came back a better person. You know what? It's a real hero story. If
look
at
the mirror. What is this? My
he's
goddamn
ramping
microwave?
Up for the stretch run.
All right. Spectra 00. Brown versus starters.
No, Brown plus starters.
Brown plus starters. Oh, whatever. With no point guard lineups have been good.
Haven't been
God
good.
God damn it.
We're doing all right. We get through. I do this with my daughter all the time. Just sound it out.
Except tonight. How do I sound on an emoji?
Lock.
Okay.
Lock.
Okay. Hoping there's a silver lining with Murray out a few games. Crossy fingers going into the playoffs.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Like Jalen Pickett was the backup point guard tonight. Colin Gillespie wasn't active, but yeah, Malone did not go to either one.
That's pretty wild. Do you think we're going to get that Colin Gillespie will be active next game?
He might be starting.
That's what I'm saying.
Just kidding.
He might be there. I don't know.
But maybe not.
Jasmine Hedgic, Heat Protiv Nuggets Sajaova. Moshe Mirvalanga.
Heat versus Nuggets. What is this? My microphone. I love it. That is incredible. That is incredible. Hell yeah.
Sorry to everyone from Serbia. Just now.
Yeah, that was
5-5-5-5-5-5-ish. All right, homie. 5-0 in the post Jokic text era.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Will we ever lose another game again?
I don't know, man.
Dude, we got to get our hands on that text.
I know. This felt like a playoff game. Who will step up in Jamal's absence? Yeah, Mike!
Yeah, Mike!
Dude, I love an all-over-the-board super chat. Where you just put in every thought you can, and you have to be economic with the letters used. Beautiful. Bubbles buzzer beater. Reggie looked like a full glass of ew tonight. Well, what can you do? but still did better than Jordan McRae ever did. Man, all the hits tonight, dude. This is amazing.
Jordan McRae did something to that guy. He must have.
I actually think that's Jordan McRae. Okay, you know, how bad of a point guard do you have to be to look as bad as Reggie does with Jokic? You know, he did not have a good night.
He did not have a good night.
I said, I put on Twitter,
dude,
Murray and Jokic, peanut butter jelly. Murray and Reggie, peanut butter jerky.
That's a good tweet. That's a great tweet. A really good tweet. I will say, super chats are always the bus meme. There's always a few people that are like, you know, sitting over here, five game win streak. Come on, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, with like the dynasty's half over, or the dynasty is just half started. Those two people. Ariana Marshak, Nuggets versus Heat. What is, you know, dude, I love that. This is amazing. Like,
you guys are on fire tonight.
You guys are really, you're bringing the heat.
Well, we play what the heat. We play the heat again in 2 weeks.
So. In 2 weeks. Oh, let's get it ready.
I know. Chat's on fire. What is this, my microwave? All right. R33VO, Unforgiving. The lightning is coming.
Yes.
Wait, there it is. What if this was just the text that Jokic sent?
Yeah, the lightning is coming.
What if his text was just unforgiving, period, the lightning is coming?
Dude, you know
the lightning is coming.
There is a Nuggets fan that's going to make this. Who's our guy, Dylan? He always makes the song. He's definitely going to make a little metal song out of this.
Yeah, dude, somebody make the lightning is coming song, please. Another from R33VO. D-Line, make a shirt for Jalen Pickett. It may have the reverse effect. You know what, guys? It's not a shirt curse. It's a My Simple Presence curse.
Yeah. People hate Jalen Pickett, man. They really hate him.
I know. They hate booty ball.
He's played 2 minutes of garbage time.
Sean Croson. Today, I love Michael Porter Jr. Oh, listen, there you go. Every day a new day when it comes to love. You know? Okay. Did you get this from Drew Christian?
Yeah.
Guys, listen.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm incredibly jet lagged.
It's all right. You've done great.
And I'm trying to also deal with the fact that I have pinpointed the problem with the Nuggets.
It's literally a tough revelation, man. It's tough.
That's a tough one.
It's a heavy burden to carry.
It's a tough one. Drew Christian, I want to say thanks to you guys for getting me into basketball for the first time in my life last year on the final run, and I've been here ever since. Yes.
Yeah, Drew.
You know what that's called? Is getting infected. You've been infected with what we have. You're one of us now. You're a sicko.
You are a sicko, man. I'm telling you, you can cue the out to your music. It is the best part of this. We have a love and a passion for each other, for you guys, and for this game. And I'm just glad we get to share it, and I'm glad people vibe with it. It's my favorite comment to get, actually, that people just join and are like, I had a good time doing that. Totally. And then you get to do it like every other night. And sometimes every night if you're the Nuggets for some reason.
Until every one of your starters falls.
Until their limbs come off, literally come off. Any final thoughts there, Wind?
No, man, just a great win, gritty win, playoff type of win. And man, I can't wait for that Lakers game. I can't wait.
Statement week, dude. What have the Nuggets
done? Let's ruin another night for the Lakers.
The Nuggets are just making statement after statement during statement week. It is so fantastic. Nobody understands branding like the Denver Nuggets.
That's so true.
We do all their branding for them.
Yeah,
that is what is happening.
Also true. Big matchup, another national televised game. A lot of momentum going into it. Hopefully Jamal is back. Sounds like there's a little momentum for it. We appreciate you guys all hanging out with us. Kale on the ones and twos. Good work tonight. Everybody, do us a favor. Hit that like button on the way out. And we'll see you tomorrow. 3:15.
Let's go.
We all silly like the mayor.